that, you know, they had, there's been no decision made, of course. But you're right. You know, look at all the things that the convention center does. And the people that hold fundraisers here to help our fellow citizens, to help the local organizations right here in the North State, you know, that Civic Center being shut down would devastate them. You know, where are they going to go to? And in this today's economy and everything that's going on, to close down a venue where people can help other people is just, you know, it's not well thought of, and it's not well thought out of. But the big thing is why do you have to do it in secret? You know, this is a public, you know, this is a community structure, and this, and the community uses it. Why do you have to have a meeting in secret?
That's right. Yeah. Well, anyway, I like to see them, you know, put the pressure on them to keep it open. And but mainly, you know, the businesses, because if you start hurting all the businesses in town, then this business and that business shuts down, and next thing you know, we're sitting out here looking at Walmart and a few of these fast food places to eat. That's it.
Well, you know, that's why we back local businesses so much. In fact, we're having another local business in today. If we don't support each other, then who will? There was a saying once, we should all hang together or we will all hang separately.
Yeah.
So
hey, you ought to get Chris Mann to come on sometime and talk to people about their health.
Oh, you know what? That's fabulous, because Chris is a friend of mine, and I know exactly what you're talking about, and we are going to do that. She also may be doing Trudy Pratt show on a Saturday. In fact, I think that's scheduled sometime, but we will have her on, and we're talking about a hydrocolonic therapy.
Yeah, and then you're also talking about a local business that's trying to make it, and she is really... She tries hard.
Yeah, she's
hard. All of our local businesses are trying hard, and we want to spotlight as many of them as we can. Hey, Jim, thank you so much for your phone call.
Yes, thank you.
You know what? You know, that's true. We have got to take a look. You know, even though, okay, Kurt Starman doesn't need to be defended, but one of these things, and this needs to come out too, is that Starman said in an email to his fellow council members that this is one or two wild ideas that could be very controversial and may not go anywhere. Well, let's hope it doesn't go anywhere unless we try everything, my friends. The city council tries everything to find a way to keep that convention center open, even to the point of maybe perhaps privatizing it. I can't help but think that somebody that's sharp, people that do these kind of things, can run that convention center. Maybe not at a huge profit, but we wouldn't be losing money then for the city. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Come and enjoy a romantic Valentine's evening at Market Street Steakhouse. Tell your server you heard this announcement on KCNR, and you'll receive a free appetizer with any two entree orders. You can order off their wonderful menu or enjoy their Valentine's Day specials, like an 8-ounce beef Oscar filet mignon topped with Dungeness crab, asparagus, and hollandaise sauce, choice of side dish, and dipped strawberry. Or dinner for two includes a mouth-watering 6-ounce crab-stuffed lobster tail, 8-ounce filet mignon, choice of two side dishes, heart-shaped red velvet cake, dipped strawberries, and a glass of champagne served family style for $120, excluding tax or gratuity. The bar is also featuring Valentine's drink specials, like a white chocolate and cherry martini, strawberry champagne, or an ultraviolet. So make your reservations now at 241-1777. Market Street Steakhouse, located at 1777 Market Street, next door to the Cascade Theater. You could cozy up to your sweetheart this Valentine's Day on a love seat you just won from Kubler's Furniture. Come into Kubler's Furniture today in the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road and enter to win a free love seat. Kubler's Furniture, locally owned and operated for 35 years plus.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back? Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just $20 in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you. The special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Front Lines of Freedom, your military veteran talk radio show. This week on the Front Lines of Freedom, we're going to talk with Skip Ash, a retired Army officer who is an attorney who looks out for the rights of military Christians. Then we'll talk with David Gorman, the executive director of the Disabled American Veterans. Finally, on News and Comment by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss the spirit of the bayonet. I look forward to you joining me this week on the Front Lines of Freedom.
Saturday afternoon at 2 and Sunday morning at 8 here on KCNR 1460. LCD, DVD, and HDMI. Oh my! Get help decoding the alphabet soup of consumer electronics Saturdays at noon with Boomer Tech Radio here on KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
Radio as soon as my microphone's turned on. Okay, now we welcome you back. Hey, have you ever had a Friday when just things just kind of like we're almost there, but not quite?
Well, okay. No, it's there now because we have a special guest in the studio. Before we go there, it's friends that make it happen.
We have to say we're brought to you by.
And they're great friends. They're great supporters of our community.
That's right. Joe and Shelley down at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Stop in today. It's cold. It's rainy. Get that cup of coffee from Espresso Joe's. And then you walk on over to the finest walk-in humidor in the North State. You know, what a great place. It's so much more than a tobacco emporium. Okay.
Tobacco and Brew today at 12 o'clock. We're going to have Steve Carlton open discussion, ask the hard questions, $5 lunch. And that's pretty cool.
We make no money off the lunch.
No, you just you just walk in and ask the hard questions. And I'm sure you're going to want to meet Steve. If you don't know him already, he is running for Jerry Benito's seat with district attorney.
And that's going to be a hell of a race. You know, these two are going to neither one are going to back off. So we're going to try real hard to have him here on a debate and then host a debate later on for the candidates.
So, good morning. We talked about highlighting our small businesses, or not necessarily small businesses, but local businesses. And in the studio with us right now is Jennifer Hansen. You probably have heard her voice several times on NorCal Presort. Good morning.
Good morning.
And
how's your Friday?
We're great. Thank you for being here. And I understand you've been in this building several times.
I have been here before.
So thank you for bringing your the chocolate this
You're
morning.
You're welcome.
The sweetheart chocolate. That was so nice. Well, tell us what NorCal Presort is.
NorCal Presort is just like a post office, but for businesses. So everything that you take to your post office for your first-class mail and everything else that you go to a post office for, we can do for you, too. However, we take it one step further, and we also have a direct mail house, where we can help you design and put together and get ready for anything that you may want to have in direct mail. Now, direct mail doesn't just consist of a postcard, which most people think is what direct mail is. It can be a letter. It can be a booklet. It can be a postcard. And our first class mail, by the way, is less. It's not 44 cents. With us, you'd pay $39.5.
How can you compete with a post office like that?
We are not competing with the post office. We're actually part of the post office. We are a work share program through the United States Postal Service, and they give us those discount rates because we do their work for them.
I find that fascinating.
Well,
By the way, Jennifer Haynes.
Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful redhead she is.
How do people make this work? You said you know they can bring everything down, just drop it off, and you take care of everything. They establish a account with you.
Well, of course, you establish an account, and those little lines that you see on everything that you buy. It's called the barcode.
Yes,
that's how we know who you are.
So
we create your own barcode.
Oh, I feel
which is with
VIP.
Your account, so you'd be very special. It's just yours.
But you also do printing.
We do print on demand. We work with several of the premium printers in the area. Print on demand is. Like if you had a shell of your concept on a postcard, but not the final details, then you can bring that to us and we'll print the final details. It could be 20 different details, but we print all those individually and then we mail that out for you. Now we do some printing, but it's coming from a laser printer, not from a major press. the printers that we work with have been in the industry for a long time, and they're very reliable. We use Reading Printing, we use Harvest Printing, and we use Printifex.
Oh, we've seen examples of your work, and it's really good. And
we're happy to have you on board.
Thank you.
We love that.
Right.
Okay, so tell us something. If you were to pick the one thing that makes your company special, what would that be?
Service.
Customer service.
Customer service. We take care of you. We don't always do everything perfect. We are human. We do have errors. But we certainly find out how to take care of what we've done and make it work for you.
And that's we're familiar with errors when things happen.
But you know,
especially
what,
on Fridays.
One of the beautiful things about working locally with your working hand in hand with your local businesses is just that. You get to meet the people. You can call them up by name. This is my problem. You're not dealing with somebody where it's press one for English. You know, there's a human quality to it. And then you understand if somebody makes a mistake or we make a mistake or something. You know, you understand, okay, you know what, I get it. I just find that fascinating about this work program with the post office. I wasn't aware of that.
Right. Well, often, you know, an error comes from lack of communication. Or thinking that you understood what someone said, but what they said isn't the same understanding as what you thought they said. So when you can come in the door and simply talk to someone and work through what do you really mean and what is the thing you really want, then of course we can make that happen.
When we talk about amount of mail, I mean, we're talking about thousands of pieces of mail you're pushing through there every day.
Our postal check would make most of you roll over.
It's scary. We like scary.
Scary.
Right on. Okay. USPS, the five habits of highly effective postcards. Could you share that, or is that okay to share that?
Well, sure.
We'd love to have you share that with our audience.
Well, it's not just the five effective means of a postcard. It's kind of the five effective means of any kind of communication. And a lot of that has to do with getting people to understand what you're trying to say. Tell them what you have to offer. Tell them how to get the thing that you have to offer. Tell them where you are. Those are real simple.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break here. We're with Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Presort. And, you know, it's one of our local businesses that we support, but it also supports us here in keeping a community station on the air. And we really appreciate that. When we come back, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk more about NorCal Presort, and then we're getting ready also for our 8 o'clock guest, Steve Carlton. This is Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. The economy lost 20,000 jobs in January, worse than expected, but the unemployment rate did go down, now 9.7%. It was 10. The bad news is more Americans are discouraged and giving up on the job hunt. Markets nervous about European debt, fearing default in countries like Spain, Portugal, and Greece. That's pounding some government bonds and the euro. Toyota's CEO is apologizing, setting up a special commission to look into the problems, a sticky gas pedal that prompted a recall of 4.5 million vehicles worldwide, and brake glitches on the Prius hybrid that may prompt another recall. And there may be a broader problem with hybrid brakes. Ford releasing a software patch for similar trouble on its Fusion and Mercury Milan models. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
You ever see those people on game shows who know the answer to everything? Russian poets, most popular dog breeds, number of stitches on a baseball, bam. The answer is always at their fingertips. Well, Intuit QuickBooks Online can make you just like that with your small business. Who owes you? Your biggest expenses? How much you made last month? Wham, wham, wham. The subject is your business, and you're a genius. Intuit QuickBooks Online lets you see all your business info in one place and lets you get to it anytime, anywhere. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Hello, this is Alana Burke. Join me live on KCNR 1460 Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on The Alana Burke Show, and visit me at AlanaBurke.com. Get out of your comfort zone and let's talk about culture, family, politics, and what's happening in America today. I want to hear what you think. Chances are, if it matters to you, it matters to a lot of people.
Hi, this is Trudy Pratt. Have you tried the new Airpark Cafe lately? Owner Cindy Norris is known for her veggie scramble. It includes hash browns and toast for $6.50. It's my favorite breakfast in Reading. Airpark Cafe is located at Benton Airpark, where Gold Street meets Airpark Drive. The hours at the Airpark are Monday through Saturday, 7:30 in the morning to 2 p.m., and on Sundays a bit shorter, from 7:30 in the morning until 1:30 p.m. Come and watch the planes land at the Airpark Cafe.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR, 1460 AM. Now, the other computer just went down, too. You know, sometimes you wonder if, you know, rain is very good, but sometimes it's not that good on some of the equipment out there. Anyway, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl Lindabad. Our guest is Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Presort. You know, this is not, you know, when we're talking about mailing a lot of envelopes and packages, takes a whole lot of equipment.
I have a question.
Takes a whole lot of equipment, doesn't it, Jennifer?
Oh, yes, it does. It's incredible equipment. You can't believe the cost of the equipment.
Like, okay, let's...
But what's the equipment do? I mean, when we're talking about this, what does it do?
Well, there's everything from verifying that your address is correct, that is running through all of your envelopes, to folding, sorting, collating, stapling, stacking, inserting, tabbing.
It puts the letters or whatever is being mailed into the envelope?
Yes, it folds and inserts it into the envelope, and then it seals the envelope.
So you don't have like 150 little elves down there working like this. When you go in there and there's...
Seals the envelope.
And it seals the envelope.
Does it have a big tongue?
No licky sticky.
No licky sticky.
No spongy?
No. No, you just...
I want to come
down
that
to baby
see
here. Come on over. We'll give you a tour.
How do you seal your envelope? I want to see that. Hey,
we have a magic elf in the machine.
If somebody already has a mail machine, let's say a company has their own mail machine, why would they want one versus using NorCal?
A lot of people think that if they put their own mail machine in their office, it's going to save them time and it's a great convenience. What they don't understand is they're paying full postage for a 1 ounce, 2 ounce, 3 ounce piece. They're also paying for the rental of the machine. They're paying for all of the little papers that come sticking out there that say it's postage due, or they run across the thing. And then you have a lease on it as well. So there's lease, there's rental, and then there's full cost of postage. And then you're paying an employee time to run the mail rather than make you money.
Well, that's the thing about that is that, so it's a lot cheaper than just to bring it down to NorCal Presort.
Well, cheaper is kind of an...
Well, more...
cheap word.
Yeah, cheaper is kind of cheap, you
know? No.
It isn't as convenient. It seems like it's much more convenient to have someone right there in your office that's, okay, go take these 50 pieces and run them through the machine. Equipment requires expertise. You've never experienced that here, have you?
No.
When you think the equipment is just perfect and then all of a sudden everything just blows up and it doesn't work at all, then you have to pick it up, drive it down to the post office, buy the stamps, put the stamps on, and then run it through. How much did that cost you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a service. It's a fabulous service. So, and I still am amazed at the partnership with the post office, and that was my big awareness, my big wow.
I don't know, have you
today.
Ever had a partnership with the government? I'm not sure how great a partnership, if you want to call that a partnership. They tell us, we do.
It's kind of like carrying a 600-pound gorilla around with you, as we all know. Okay, now where are you all at so people can come down and see you?
We are on Industrial Street. The physical address is 835. We're right across the street from the IRS, of all places. And kind of right in the middle. We're right between Hilltop and Churn Creek. We would be the fourth on the left or the fourth on the right, depending on which direction you came.
And how about a website?
www.norcalpresort.com.
Well, that's easy.
And any question you have, feel free to call me or come into the desk and we'll work it out. I'll answer your questions. It's not always as simple as it seems. Sometimes it's very complicated from your perspective.
Well, you know, anything that you can do that makes life easier is something that we want to push out. Plus the fact, local business, my friends.
Well, we are local, and we do make your life easier, but we're also trying to make it more efficient because you're spending money to bring business to your business, and we want to help you get results.
And you're that kind of person, Jennifer, since I've met you at other fundraising events. Before I knew that you were with NorCal Presort, we met in kind of various different situations supporting, you know, like fundraising events. Okay, I just said that twice.
Mm-hmm.
And you really care about what's happening. And that is what we love about
The more successful we make you, the more successful we will be.
That's great.
Well, thanks, Jennifer. Is anything, any last thing you want to pound in there before, you know, that you want people to remember? Mainly, when we want to, because we push NorCal Presort. Is there anything except that great service and it's really expedient to use it and it's efficient?
Hours.
Oh, we're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. We are closed on all national holidays. I think that the most important thing to remember about NorCal Presort is somehow or another we're going to get the job done for you and it is going to give you results.
Great. You know, that's a great way to finish. Thank you so much for coming by tonight.
Well, you're welcome. It was fun.
You bet. Hey, look, this is Carl and Bob. We're going to take a quick break, but remember, we are still giving away Sarah Palin tickets. For the evening show, you just have to dial 605-4565. That's 605-4565. We're going to do a drawing like about 10 till 9 today, and you can come down and pick up your tickets. Carl and Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty, and I would like to invite you to listen in Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 for the Kurt Largent Show, where we discuss all things real estate. Any questions you have with regards to real estate, call or listen in, and we will do all that we can and all that can be done to answer everything there is to know about Shasta and Tehama real estate. So we look forward to hearing from you for the Kurt Largent Radio Show from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Keller Williams Realty, and Level Extermination, right here on KCNR 1460.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Want to know a secret? Dentistry does not have to be painful or scary. A visit to the dentist can be a positive experience even when treatment is necessary. Are you among the over 90 million Americans who are afraid to go to the dentist? Dr. William Farrell, a family dentist with over 30 years of experience, including sedation dentistry, can help you regain your health and have the fabulous smile you have always wanted. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or a missing tooth that needs to be replaced, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff offer safe, effective, comfortable treatments to anxious and fearful patients. Dr. William Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. Is your schedule really busy? Is taking off work or the kids missing school a problem? Dr. Farrell has the answer. For your convenience, Dr. William Farrell has expanded his practice hours to include evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, calicedrodentistry.com.
Well, You know, you're going to hear us cracking up every time because it's Friday and we're having a ball. There's a gazillion people coming in and out. We're taking the calls for the Sarah Palin tickets, which we're going to do the drawing this morning at 10 till. By the way, this is Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio, 605-4567. You know, get ready because Steve Carlton's going to be here at 8 o'clock. You know, he's going to be taking your calls. And then again today at 12 o'clock at Tobacco and Brew, we will have Steve there in person. You can come in and have lunch for $5. It's free. Just walk in the door. Be there on time because we're streaming live, and we want to get down to some serious questions. Today, scattered showers, high of 50. And I just have to say this out loud. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. Last night when we were doing KIXE, the auction, it was a lot of fun. Great. You know what? I am officially in love.
With what?
With the auctions at KIXE now.
They have some great stuff there.
I mean, when you're there all night for the entire auction, it goes for 3 hours.
Which we were a little surprised.
Amazing. Amazing things that are donated.
You're listening to Fox News Radio.
We're not really listening to Fox News Radio. Okay, then also during the evening there, you know, the people that are, you know, they bid on things that surprised us. It surprised me.
Well, they had a Shasta Air.
Yeah.
Where from Reading Municipal Airport, a helicopter ride takes you to Anselmo Vineyards. They had beautiful packages, 4 nights, 2 nights, the furniture, jewelry. It was just, you know.
The one that surprised me was a trip to San Francisco. And the cost of it was, I mean, what they said it was worth was like $545. And the bidding went all the way up to $500, where you had other things that were worth $2,000. And, you know, they got maybe $650 for it. So, you know, it was a, you know, the things that people bought last night were just a little surprising to me.
Well, not really, because if you think about, okay, let's say your sweetheart or you wanted to give the gift or, you know, just have that. It was 2 nights in Fisherman's Wharf with a 3.5-hour tour of the city. And that's a fun package.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about, you know, we had some good news in the, you know, it looked like good news in the national, you know, news with the fact is that the unemployment rate dropped. But now there's a fistfight about why did it drop? Why did it go down to 9.7? And we still lost 20,000 jobs last month in the manufacturing sector. Some people are saying, oh, it shows that the recession is starting to level out. Other people are saying, not at all. That's not what it proves. It proves that less people are looking for jobs. They've just dropped off, and they're still shedding jobs out there. So when is this free fall going to stop? The people in power back in D.C., they backed off this health care fiasco that was running amok back in D.C., and they started concentrating on the economy. You know, and it's true. It's the economy, stupid. Because once we get the economy under control, then everything else kind of falls into place. People have jobs. People are able to buy things. People are able to do things. And one of the things they're talking about was, you know, what kind of impact, you know, that Senator Scott Brown, who was just seated yesterday from Massachusetts, you know, had. Just his election stopped the debacle of this health care plan that, you know, nobody really understood or even saw, because, you know, who read it? It was always under, you know, they're always changing things. But one of the big things about this, and it was the Tea Party movement. Yeah, you know, the Tea Party movement, the one that people from MSNBC and many other of the media organizations made fun of. They were a bunch of jerks. They were a bunch of fascists. They were Nazis. They were everything. But what they didn't understand, what this elite group did not understand, was the Tea Party movement was people that were just fed up with everything. You know, you can't fix stupid, but you sure can vote them out of office. That was, you know, that's
like
the saying.
That.
Well, it is. It's true. You can't fix stupid, but you can vote them out of office. And so, you know, and so then they're saying, oh, well, they're being controlled by the Republican Party. I don't think so, because you've got the Republican Party and the Tea Party movement at odds. They're in there, and because, you know, like, an example is Governor Crist out of Florida. He should be walking through this primary when he's running for United States Senator. But the Tea Party movement is backing another guy down there, and they're making it into a horse race because they want somebody that's a little more conservative, somebody that's going to get government off the people's backs. So they're having a big convention this weekend, and you know, there's still consternation about just what is the Tea Party, you know, movement doing, and you know, what do they stand for? Which kind of goes to show you that it is a grassroots movement, because if it was an organized movement, they wouldn't be having these problems. But the big thing is, you know, when we started when Reading, because we had nothing to do with it, when Reading Tea Party movement started last year, started from nothing, didn't even have a website, and within 3 months they were able to get together close to 3,000 people that walked across the bridge on April 15th.
Oh, it was a fascinating experience, and we had several people that we knew at that time that you know, I think maybe there was part of their patriotic spirit had just somewhat dwindled. And even though, you know, they were just kind of going through the motions of what it is to kind of show up or not show up, meaning they'd show up to their jobs, but not show up to protest or to acknowledge our country. And so a lot of people came out to that bridge, families, children, and there, throughout the bridge there were several people reading the Constitution, excerpts from the Constitution. And when you saw that going on, it was an emotional experience to see this outpouring. I would really like to bring something up that is kind of off subject, but it just kind of amazed me a little bit of what. Can we do that, or do we have to take a break?
We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we can. But remember that at 8 o'clock, our guest, Steve Carlton, running for district attorney, and also we're still taking those phone calls, our friends, those Sarah Palin tickets at 605-4565, but we're going to take a quick break here. Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part D patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coach Master Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Good morning! 7:52 here, Carl and Linda Bott. We're saying hello to you. This is KCNR 1460.
Hey, you know what?
I gotta tell you what.
Know what?
I'll tell you what. Because you know what? I was saying what. today in the back of the searchlight, in the community section, there was, what do you think? And this was compiled by Holly Scroggins. What would you vote in favor of taxing and legalizing marijuana for adults in California? Now, there's six pictures of people in the back. You probably have seen these before. And they're all really healthy, young, vibrant-looking people. Three were in favor of voting to tax it. People are doing it anyway. If it taxed, then it helped the state with the economy. And then, interestingly enough, there were three that said no. And a young gentleman, I think it sends a message of accepting substance abuse. Another one, it said, I would vote no because I think smoking pot is lame. I've seen a lot of friends' lives robbed from it, and I would hate to see that on a massive level. And then another one, I would vote no because I think it would lower the integrity of our state by conjuring a gateway drug. I don't know. I guess I would think, you know, I guess it's that typecasting because you look at these vibrant young people.
You look at young people and you just think that automatically they're all going to say, yeah, let's smoke it. But they didn't.
Well, I don't think they're going
to. And they also just said, well, do it because we can tag, only if we can tax it and help us get out of this problem. Which is a long reason to do it, of course. But you're right. We looked at it. We looked at the people. We looked at their faces and thought, oh, they're all going to want to do it. But they didn't.
Yeah, so that was interesting. I don't – just didn't. Okay, let's go to the phones right now. Joe Adamson, good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
Yay. Okay, you have a fitness tip for the week, and what is that?
Well, you know, I've got some good news for those workaholic listeners of yours.
You mean the ones that can't ever make it down there at the right time?
Yeah, those too.
All right, so let's go for the workaholics.
Well, they have to listen real carefully now. The tip is to work less, exercise more, and the result is going to be that they're going to produce big. And it's going to be a win-win-win for their, you know, for their mind, for their body, and for their check, for their paycheck. So often we think that we just have to, you know, work to catch up and to get ahead, but a lot of times less can be more. And I was just talking with one of my clients a couple days ago, and she was relating to me the story of when she was younger and trying to, you know, work that way up the corporate ladder and, you know, working all hours of the week and weekends and after work and skipping lunches and, you know, looking at her face in the mirror and bags under her eyes and, you know, being exhausted. And it came a day when she just said, okay, that's it. I'm off at 5. I'm not working weekends. I'm working out on my lunch breaks. And the result was the opposite of what you'd expect. The result was that her production just soared and, you know, her coworkers couldn't keep up with her. So, there's a lesson to be learned there. And, you know, the lesson is that we have to, take a break. We have to exercise and you're actually going to produce a lot more as a result.
I think that's so valuable, and you know, it really zings to us because we've been trying to get back on a routine, and of course the launching of our business, we're things come up, and
oh, yeah.
And so you have to ask yourself, and we have another girlfriend that teaches yoga that says, you know, other people aren't going to be concerned about your health, like
right.
you are you control your destiny when it comes to that.
Right, and if you work yourself right out of good health, you know, what good did you accomplish?
Absolutely, you know, and we're running into that now. You know, we've been running really fast here with getting the station on the air, and I mean, literally 7 days a week.
And, but we, right. when we do come there and we have training sessions with you, afterwards we look at each other, God, I feel good. It's like,
right.
I think it's the oxygenation to the blood.
Absolutely. And there comes a time when you got to put the mouse down and turn the mind off and put the tennis shoes on and, you know, take a break.
I like the title of
and
that.
And then we can also, we can carry the trash out as we're coming down to your place.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, we're talking to Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, right next to Yak's, and we love it there. We love the trainers. We love the program. And Joe, you and Kathy and the team there and all of your trainers are really excellent. We advocate Adamson's Peak Performance as a place to go and get your stuff together.
Maybe we should start a group so then we can all go down there and,
Free Fire group.
Yeah, the Free Fire media group.
Take a big van full of people down to the gym.
Yeah, at least we show up every time. Yeah.
How long can you hold your plank?
It's great having you guys. We'll look forward to seeing you next time.
All right,
thanks
Joe.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, you know, it looks like it's going to be raining all day today, and it's going to be raining tomorrow, and then Sunday, which is Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, that's, you know, I'm really looking forward to the game.
I think it's going to be a good game. You know, I really want the New Orleans Saints to win.
You have to give me a little background.
Well, you know, the reason for this is 4 years ago, they were, they were just devastated down in New Orleans and in Louisiana with Katrina.
Bob is just squirming in his seat there. What do you have to say, Bob?
Carl and I both remember when Saints fans used to wear bags over their heads when they were known as the Aints.
That's right. You know, they were horrible. And so, and then San Diego, which was one of the teams that I nominally, you know, support because I don't support any team. I don't hardly watch football anymore. But they traded Drew Brees to the Saints. And so here's Brees that's had the best 3 years of his life, and he's taken him to the Super Bowl. And the thing about it is that they have done so much. I mean, the organization has done a lot for the people of Louisiana and New Orleans. Now, of course, you've got Peyton Manning, who is the quarterback for the Colts, Indianapolis team, but his family is from Louisiana. His dad, Archie Manning, was the quarterback for the Saints for years. And so they've been living there for like 35 years. So, but I think it's going to be a great, great game. But mainly, you know, the commercials are going to be great.
Well, they had Father Panning on. They call him Pop Panning or
Manning.
Pop Manning, excuse me, Pop Manning. And they had him on early this morning as we got up and we were getting ready. And they asked the question that everybody was thinking, how torn are you? You've got to be so torn.
And he said, well, you know, he loves where they live, but then again, his son's playing in the Super Bowl, so what are you going to say? Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break here. We're going to hit the Fox News. We're going to come back with Steve Carlton. This is Carl and the Bot on Free Fire Radio, and this is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. More jobs go away, but more Americans are working. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz has new numbers live from Washington.
Almost seems like a paradox. On one hand, employers cut an unexpected 20,000 jobs last month. On the other, the unemployment rate dropped to 9.7%. But some of that is due to a big rise in so-called discouraged workers, those who gave up looking for work and are not counted as unemployed. Still, Keith Hall of the Bureau of Labor Statistics sees encouraging signs.
There are lots of indication in this data that with temporary help and hours worked, that the labor market may be tightening up.
The department says 8.4 million jobs have been lost since the recession began. Dave?
Like, not much reaction on Wall Street. The Dow down 16 points. Toyota's CEO says he's sorry for all the gas pedal and brake problems plaguing the automaker. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more on this live.
And Dave, Akio Toyota says they're now trying to decide whether to issue a recall for a brake problem in the new Prius. This as repairs continue on gas pedals that can stick. Toyota's chief asked whether the company should have acted faster, only says,
I will do my best.
The grandson of Toyota's founder says he'll head a committee which will bring in experts to monitor quality management. Also, Ford is fixing braking glitches on two of its hybrid models, the Mercury Milan and Ford Fusion. Dave?
Jennifer, they are bracing for a big storm. From Indiana to West Virginia to the mid-Atlantic coast, up to 2 feet of snow forecast around Washington and Baltimore, prompting airlines to cancel flights and passengers scrambling to rebook earlier.
Had no sleep, been up all night, and here we are.
A fugitive found in Indiana tracked down thanks to the internet. The man was wanted, police say, for assault and drunk driving and other charges in western New York, and he posted where he works online, a tattoo parlor in Terre Haute. So police posted a thank you note on his Facebook page, thanking him for keeping them so informed. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of designs.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on February 5th and 6th and get a Pandora clasp opener free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
ITES bombed in Iraq and Pakistan. Separate attacks killing at least 57 people. Pirates on the attack again, but this time they got attacked back.
Danish special forces have recaptured a ship taken over by Somali pirates while the attackers were still on board. A spokesman says it's the first time that's happened. The crew of 25 was freed. They'd locked themselves inside a secure room. The search for the attackers is underway. The special forces had scaled the side of the ship after approaching it in dinghies. Phil Lindner, Fox News Radio.
A Virginia man's under arrest, accused of pulling a gun on two men he thought were blocking his car. Turns out they were federal marshals. The angry man arrested is an anger management counselor. There are only 2 days of the 2 weeks left of Super Bowl hype. The game almost here. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live in Miami.
And Dave, the party here in Miami starts the minute fans touch the ground.
Yay!
Tens of thousands of fans dressed in Saints black and gold and Colts blue and white are streaming into South Florida. Air carriers are adding extra flights to accommodate, and so far travel hasn't been a problem for those lucky enough to be here. And it'll cost you, says this Colts diehard.
Well, I'd say it's going to cost about $5,000.
But they say the Super Bowl experience is well worth the price, Dave.
Jeff is the self-proclaimed king of media. Ready to rule Simon's court? There are reports that Howard Stern could replace Simon Cowell, who's in his final year on American Idol. Stern's satellite radio contract is up next year, and he says he's been approached about a TV job, but could he be this mean?
You actually sing like a train going off the rails.
It was like a never-ending torture.
There are only so many words I can drag out of my vocabulary to say how awful that was.
Simon and new judge Ellen DeGeneres go to Hollywood next week to whittle down the field of idol hopefuls. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We are giving away those Palin tickets, and you need to call 605-4565 if you want to try those tickets. We have two tickets, and we're going to be doing that drawing sometime after 10 till 9.
And by the way, those are the 75. Are they 72 or 75?
$74 yeah. Tickets that we are providing to our listeners, or the ones that win. Now,
two.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Cypress Square Barbershop, down in Cypress Square, right across there from Subway. Man's Last Stronghold. If you want to get your hair cut, this is the place to go to, because you will not find a hair dryer in there. You will not find hair gel. You will not find hairspray. Nobody's going to come up and want to do your nails or your toes. You walk in there, you're going to come in, and you're going to see three barbers, D.C. Tim and the Unknown Haircutter. You've got the type of magazines that you want to read with guns and ammo, shooting, and, you know, Popular Mechanics, and, of course, National Geographic. Fathers, bring your sons down. It's a good way to bond. That's a Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. Our guest today is Mr. Steve Carlton, who is the former district attorney of Shasta County and who is running for district attorney this in this next election. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Thank you for being our guest.
And thank you for having me.
It's a really big election year.
Oh, it's a huge year. Now, Steve, I know you're probably ready for this one, but why are you running for district attorney?
Well, the district attorney is the most powerful person in the criminal justice system. If that's in the wrong hands, the system will never work properly. We need somebody in there who has sound judgment and integrity. And it's clear to me over the last 6 years, we don't have that person there now. As you indicated, was district attorney for 10 years. I took over an office that was struggling and turned that office around and turned it into one that the community could be proud of. I can do it again, and that's why I'm running.
Okay, now, it's kind of when you stepped in, because Josh Lowry had thrown his hat in the ring at first, and then, in fact, I had talked to Josh, and we'd had him down at our town hall meeting one time, but he changed his mind.
That's right, and he has thrown his support to me.
Okay, so what kind of changes do you envision making right away if you're elected?
Well, it's difficult to say without being in there what changes. I can change the policy for sure. They don't allow the attorneys in the office to have much discretion. They micromanage the place, and I would change that immediately. If you're good enough to try a case, you're good enough to negotiate it.
I see. We're going to have to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we want to talk about, you know, some specific changes. I believe when you said in the paper that the conviction rates were down, and you want to address that, I'm sure. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Want to advertise on the hottest, fastest-growing talk radio station in the North State with shows that include Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Dennis Miller, Laura Ingram, Michael Savage, Tom Sullivan, Dr. Laura, and a Saturday lineup of local talk shows and Cigar Dave and Tom Gresham's Gun Talk.
Call me, Tammy Chadwick, at 530-605-4565.
KCNR, 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio.
Come and enjoy a romantic Valentine's evening at Market Street Steakhouse. Tell your server you heard this announcement on KCNR and you'll receive a free appetizer with any two entree orders. You can order off their wonderful menu or enjoy their Valentine's Day specials, like an 8-ounce beef Oscar filet mignon topped with Dungeness crab, asparagus, and hollandaise sauce, choice of side dish and dipped strawberry, or dinner for two includes a mouth-watering 6-ounce crab-stuffed lobster tail, 8-ounce filet mignon, choice of two side dishes, heart-shaped red velvet cake, dipped strawberries, and a glass of champagne served family style for $120, excluding tax or gratuity. The bar is also featuring Valentine's drink specials, like a white chocolate and cherry martini, strawberry champagne, or an ultraviolet. So make your reservations now at 241-1777. Market Street Steakhouse, located at 1777 Market Street, next door to the Cascade Theater.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military veteran talk radio show. This week on the Frontlines of Freedom, we're going to talk with Skip Ash, a retired Army officer who is an attorney who looks out for the rights of military Christians. Then we'll talk with David Gorman, the executive director of the Disabled American Veterans. Finally, on News and Comment by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss the spirit of the bayonet. I look forward to you joining me this week on the front lines of freedom.
Saturday afternoon at 2 and Sunday morning at 8 here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, we're rolling now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest today is Steve Carlton, candidate for Shasta County District Attorney.
Former District Attorney.
And he's a former District Attorney.
8 years.
10 years.
Ten. Excuse me. That's a big ten.
Now, one of the things that you talked about is you wanted to change policies in the District Attorney's office. And that if people can try cases, they should be given more latitude. What other specific changes are you talking about?
Well, I want to, if I'm in there, we would not decide cases based on anything other than what is right for the citizens of Shasta County and not the what is right for me as district attorney. That's the main thing that I would do. I would work hard to, when I made hiring decisions, to make, to get good people. The district attorney is really only as good as his staff. When I was district attorney before I did that, I went, out of county to get people personally, went on recruiting trips. And as a result of that, I had a very good staff of attorneys, and six of them actually went on to become Superior Court judges. Four of them are sitting in Shasta County today. One is retired from Shasta County, and one is sitting in Siskiyou County today. So I did hire good people. The results prove that.
Okay, let's go to the phones. We have Jay, you're on the line.
Hi, sir, you were making some statements that were pretty strong about things that would benefit the DA rather than the people of Shasta County. Would you mind clarifying that, sir? I'm curious as to what you were referring to.
Well, I'm talking about when a district attorney evaluates a case, he should be doing it based on what is right and not what is politically right. And it's clear over the last 6 years that many of the decisions that are made out of that office are made for the benefit of the district attorney and not what was right. Anytime,
are there any examples that spring to mind, sir?
Well, I don't want to get into specific cases, but there are many issues that have been decided based on that. For instance, his staff. He has a staff of 23 lawyers. In the 6 years that he's been district attorney, 18 have left that office. And some of them for legitimate reasons, others because he either forced them out or they couldn't work for him. And these are good lawyers.
What is the usual turnover rate for that size of an office?
Well, 35 years ago, there was a lot of turnover in DA's offices because deputies came to the office to get some trial experience and went into private practice. But the landscape has changed over the last 25 years. Attorneys are making their professional life a career in the district attorney's office. So you should have very little turnover if the office is run well.
Well, thank you for answering my question, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Jay. Okay, let's go to Ann. Ann, you have a question for Steve.
Yes, I'd like to know the trial rate numbers. Where are you deriving your facts?
Well, I'm trained to actually get statistics from Superior Court right now on that. I know the trial record is bad. I don't have specific numbers, but they routinely try cases that shouldn't be tried, and they're losing those cases. I haven't tried a lot of cases in Shasta County in the last 10 years, but I've probably tried 7 or 8 and won every one of them. And that just shouldn't be happening. They're the ones that call the meeting. They're the ones that decide the case is going to trial. So they should be winning 85% to 90% of those cases, and they're winning nothing close to that.
Do you have another? You have a follow-up question in?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, our guest is Steve Carlton this morning, 605-4567. We're taking your calls. I have a question for you, Steve. This past year, there have been several very high-profile, very emotional cases. And you were district attorney for 10 years.
Right.
And what inspired? Was there a particular incident or something that inspired you to come back in the ring and want to go for the office again?
Well, there wouldn't be any one thing that caused that. Actually, I had no intention of running for district attorney. I've kind of been there, done that. But and we had a candidate, a former district attorney who was an outstanding lawyer, who a lot of us were behind, but he decided he wasn't going to run. And then there were a lot of people came to me to get me to run. I kind of laughed at the idea at first, but slowly I warmed up to it and determined that somebody had to do this, so here I am.
Okay, this is Carl Lindebaut here on Free Fire Radio at KCNR. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. The phone lines are pretty well loaded here, so we're going to get your questions as soon as we return from these messages.
Termites are the number one cause of structural damage to homes. They can go undetected for years. Level Extermination is your termite undertaker. Give them a call today or go online to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination only deals with termites. If you're a real estate agent that needs a pest inspection, a property manager needing a termite inspection, a general contractor needing a soil pretreatment, or a homeowner wanting a free termite inspection, give Level Extermination a call at 241-1598 or log on to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination can also assist you with questions about Section 1 and Section 2 requirements when you're buying or selling your home. Level Extermination offers annual termite control service. Level Extermination is locally owned, serving Shasta and Tehama counties. They even provide 24-hour emergency inspection services to meet escrow requirements. Call Dale Level at 241-1598 and recognize the difference. Level Extermination, your local termite professional. Call 241-1598 or get them online at termiteundertaker.com. Give Dale a call today, 241-1598. Come celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage in our new location at the Reading Convention Center February 11th, 12th, and 13th with indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and pre-admission for all. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference, this event showcases the skills and equipment that makes for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy entertainment for the whole family with a backhoe rodeo, lumberjack competition, wildlife show, exhibits, trucker skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits and demonstrations. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this huge industry. With 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. Limited tickets to the 3 p.m. Sarah Palin presentation are still available at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at readingconventioncenter.com. The 2010 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo in its new location at the Reading Convention Center. Sponsored by Columbia Helicopters, Franklin Logging, Impact Resources, Mendocino Forest Products, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, Rough and Ready Lumber, Shasta Green, and Women in Timber.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hi, this is Linda.
And Carl Bott.
Join us tomorrow on Free Fire Radio from 7 to 9 a.m.
Our guest tomorrow will be Steve Carlton, candidate for the District Attorney's Office right here in Shasta County. Got a question for Steve? Then give us a call at 605-4567 and then join us.
That's right.
That's right. You can join us today with Steve Carlin. It's Carlin in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, our guest is Steve Carlton, former district attorney for 10 years, and now is running for district attorney against the incumbent, Jerry Bonito. Steve, one of the things I wanted to clarify, and we talked about it during the break, is when we talked about conviction rates, you were talking a more specific number. Is that correct? Or a more specific for trials. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm talking about jury trials where they have a record that they should have a much higher conviction rate.
Okay, when some people think about conviction rates, they think of the pleading of the cases and all that, but you're talking strictly jury trials.
Yes, I'm talking jury trials, but usually when you get statistics of conviction rates, it is that, conviction rates, which includes pleas, and it might include a reduction, even if you get reduce a felony to a misdemeanor and you get a plea to the misdemeanor, that they count that as a conviction. But I'm talking about just the results of jury trials.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Mr. Carlton.
Yes.
First of all, thank you for running for DA. I am a supporter and look forward to an improvement in the safety that integrity-based prosecution will bring about.
Thank you.
I think that the Shasta County residents are a little tired of ego-based prosecutions. Many could be cited, but the one that comes to mind mostly is the Adam Martinez case. The idea that you would poll various people to find out whether or not you could get a conviction before deciding to make a determination of prosecution, to me, is really offensive. I would like to think that you would base your prosecutions on legal precedents and events that happen. I understand that DA Benito's concept was that his justification was the man didn't mean to kill the other guy, so he's not going to charge him with murder. I find this just incredulous. I don't know how this could come about. And are you there?
Yes. Yeah.
I do have a question. I need to get some of this said. I'd like to know if you are going to be open to investigating local government, like violations of the Brown Act and things like that, that Mr. Benito said he would not prosecute or even look into.
Well, if a case such as that came to my office, we would certainly investigate it and look into it. And that's as far as I can go with that.
Okay. I think that more than anything else, Mr. Benito is going to lose this election to you, and not just the fact that you are a better candidate for the office, but because of the prosecutions he didn't make. The things like the doctor's wife who was killed by an errant driver, and the Martinez case, and several others, and the fact that he created a defendant in the Shelby Allen case, and I mean the whole thing was a fiasco. These are the things that you have to look at, and the man seems like he doesn't really have control of the office. I wish you the best. Thank you for the answer, and I'm off.
Thank you, John, for your phone call.
Thank you.
Okay, Dan, you're on KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, and congratulations on you guys' success and the new format and all that stuff.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you very much, Dan. Thanks for listening.
Do you have a question for Steve?
I was at K-Shasta program director and also a reporter for a number of years for KQMS, and I worked my beat was the DA's office, and I worked with Scott, the guy before him, the Irish guy from New York, from San Francisco, I can't remember.
Dennis Sheehy.
But yeah, Sheehy. And I mainly worked with Jerry because Jerry was sort of my guy, touch and go, and I just wanted to say that Jerry Bonito is a real person. He's like a man of the street. I just wondered, I didn't know Mr. Carlton, but how old are you?
I'm 67.
67, okay. I wasn't a reporter when you were there, sir, but I just want to say that I got to know Jerry Bonito really well, professionally. And, the one story that I remember that he always had a heart for people. A 91-year-old woman was stabbed to death, and he really went after that guy, and to say that the DA's office is not a political office is to sort of try to fool the public a little bit, because we all know that it is very political on the inside and within government, and always will be wherever it is. So to say that it shouldn't be political is, I think, trying to fool people a little bit. No disrespect to you, sir, but I'll tell you one thing. Jerry Bonito is one of the most intelligent, caring guys, and he's a pretty young man with some energy. So
Dan,
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay. Dan, do you have a question for Steve?
Yeah, I wanted to know how old he was.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Dan, thanks for listening. And thanks for calling. Okay.
We're going to have to take a break here in a moment. But I think that, the question, how old are you? How we feel sometimes. We may be 50, 60, 70, but we have the energy and the mind to be 20, 25. I think there's many of us out there that understand you can't really determine who somebody is by their age, except for perhaps world experience, life experience.
Yeah, I know 20-year-olds that are 80 and 80-year-olds that are 20. So,
well, I'd just like to say on that issue, I used to play basketball when I was younger, and I've come to grips with the fact that my basketball career is over. But as far as I know, my brain still works.
Oh, there you go. We're going to take a break here in a couple minutes, and the phone lines again are backed up. You know, one of the things you did comment, one of the comments was the Martinez case. Jerry Bonito has been on our show, several times and has talked about that. And what the law was, is what he said, was why he did not bring that case to trial. Do you have a comment on this?
Well, the issue in that case, and I saw the video, but I only saw it one time. To totally evaluate that video, I'd have to see it several times. I haven't read reports in it, but from what I saw, the video did not look good. I have said to people that if I'm elected district attorney, I'm going to take another look at the Martinez case. If you hit, strike somebody, it's not justified. If you hit somebody, punch somebody, and it's not justified, such as if it's not in self-defense or defense of others, and that person dies, that's involuntary manslaughter.
Right. Well, that was one of the things that was brought up, was in defense of others. But these are things that we'll be talking about when we get back. We're gonna have to take a break here in a few seconds. The phone lines are full. Again, you can still get tickets to the Palin speech at 605-4565.
Our guest is Steve Carlton,
who's running for district attorney for Shasta County. This is Carl and Linda Botta, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The latest numbers out on the jobs picture, an apparent paradox.
On one hand, employers cut an unexpected 20,000 jobs last month. On the other, the unemployment rate dropped to 9.7%. But some of that is due to a big rise in so-called discouraged workers, those who gave up looking for work and are not counted as unemployed.
Fox Radio's Mike McAway.
Still, Keith Hall of the Bureau of Labor Statistics sees encouraging signs.
There are lots of indication in this data that with temporary help and hours worked, that the labor market may be tightening up.
The department says 8.4 million jobs have been lost since the recession began.
Hundreds of thousands in California may soon be seeing an insurance premium hike by as much as 39%. The LA Times reporting that the increase by Anthem Blue Cross could involve as many as 800,000 customers who buy individual coverage. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Vineyard's wine tasting room is a sanctuary of elegance. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, it offers award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like no other. Make a lifelong memory satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. For lunch, dinner, or wine tasting hours, call Anselmo Vineyards at 474-5546 or visit our website at anselmovineyards.com. That's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards. Your destination getaway.
How much would you pay for a dinner consisting of a 6-ounce lean and tender center-cut sirloin steak with salad, bread, and baked potato or fries? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, you'll only pay $6.95. Or choose the chicken breast filet or the jumbo prawns from the Senior Super Value menu every Sunday through Thursday evening from 5 to 8:30. Or go ahead and splurge with a 10-ounce ribeye dinner, $8, at Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet. Highway 299 in Bella Vista, just east of the Deschutes Road intersection.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Our guest today is Steve Carlton, running for the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. He was a district attorney for 10 years. And we've got, of course, we have the phone lines lit up. And Steve, one of the questions I have during the break was, are you willing to debate Jerry Bonito?
Oh, no question.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is then... we'll talk to District Attorney Bonito, and I think he's pretty much on having a debate, too. So we're going to set this up so that we can have an open debate so that the people get to see the candidates in action. This is going to be great. Okay, let's go to the phones. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question for Steve.
Yeah, I was wondering if, regardless of the campaign, do you think the campaign will be successful if if you're successful in bringing to the community and the Board of Supervisors, it's time for a change?
Well, that's the only thing that will make it successful, is that it's time for a change. So I'm not sure what your question is.
No, that was just my main question, is whether the community will think about whether it's time for a change.
Oh, well, I mean, the people I've talked to are very enthusiastic about... me running, and it's because they want to change. A lot of them saw when I was district attorney before and what I did to the office then, and they want me to do it again. And yes, I think the community is ready for a change.
Great. We'll look forward to your success.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Mark. Thanks for listening. You know, Steve, one of the things is we've looked at this. It's already this is going to be a real horse race here. And that, you know, both of you are seasoned, and both of you all are ready for this. And I think it's going to be, I think it's good for Shasta County. I frankly think that every incumbent that's in office needs to be challenged. And if for nothing else, is for to have the incumbents, you know, have them specify what they've done and where they're going. You know, people that are just... You know, that don't run or that have no opponents or sometimes they can get lackadaisical.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, let's go to the phones. Karen, good morning. You're on
KCNR. My name is Karen, and actually I'm a little terrified of Mr. Carlton running. I mean, our safety of our community is at stake. My question is that Mr. Carlton, you've been quoted as saying that the DA's office is in disarray. Yet that opinion is based on 5% of the employees' opinions at the DA's office, maybe 6 or 70. And you've also been quoted as, you know, if you get elected, you'll take another look at the case, which would imply that you haven't taken a look at all the facts before you have based an opinion, which would tell me that your opinions are based on bias and conjecture. So can you tell me, when you're making these opinions, are you looking at what the law is? Are you looking at the elements of the crime? Or are you doing any research to support your opinions?
Well, when you say opinions on cases, what case are you talking about?
Well, you just quoted in regards to a previous case that if you were to get elected, that you would take another look.
At the Martinez case.
Okay.
It doesn't appear that you have researched that case in its totality.
I have not. And I said that, and that's why I would take another look at it. I saw the video. The video appeared to me, and I only saw it once, appeared to me that it was an unjustifiable assault. But I would want to look at the fact. I don't have access to those police reports. I was not involved in that case. I have said nothing other than I would take another look at that case.
So you have a conjecture or a bias that you really don't know.
I'm not making any statement that I know. All I'm saying is that I would review the Martinez case. I'm not saying that I would file it. I will review it.
But what you were stating is that Mr. Benito didn't do his job, which clearly...
I did not say that, ma'am. I said I would take a look at the Martinez case.
So you're pointing our voters' directions towards that case as if there was something done that was unjust, or that he didn't follow the elements of the crime, or the people, or the penal code, which the people of the state of California want him to follow, but yet you don't know the facts of the case.
Well, I told you what I'm going to do. I have never brought up the Martinez case. It was brought up to me, but I have looked at the video in that case. So I think the video suggests enough that that case should be re-reviewed if I'm district attorney.
Karen, thank you so much for your phone call.
We have to go to line one. We're taking your calls. We're backed up here. And Debbie, good morning. Do you have a question for Steve Carlton? You're on KCNR.
Thank you. Good morning. Yes, I do. Steve, what was your prosecution rate when you were in office? Just curious.
You mean mine personally or the offices?
The office.
And you're talking about conviction rate or trial rate?
I'm interested in the conviction rate.
Well, our conviction rate was over 90%. We had a very high conviction rate, but conviction rate includes pleas. And, you know, you can do anything you want with statistics, but those were the numbers we had. We had a good conviction rate. We also had a good trial rate because our attorneys were well prepared. They were experienced, good attorneys, and they worked hard. It was a hard-working office that we had, and I tried cases myself. I'm the last working district attorney that Shasta County has had. By working, I mean who goes to the courtroom and tries cases.
Got to take a break here.
Thank you. I have a comment, if I could. It'll be quick.
Sure.
Okay, after the message, please hold on, Debbie. We'll take that right after this message. This is Carla Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
At Sight for Sore Eyes, we pride ourselves in providing you with the very best in eyewear with the competitive pricing of a large nationwide chain and the personal service you expect from a locally owned and operated eye care professional. Take advantage of our free eye exam promotion. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the exam fee up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of glasses. Plus, you get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Our same-day service provides you with precision-crafted lenses and the the North State's largest selection of stylish designer frames, or choose from our large selection of budget-friendly frames. For fast, professional service and reasonably priced eyewear, visit us on Cypress Avenue in front of West Marine, or give us a call at 722-9992. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions and all major credit cards. We now take more vision insurances than ever, and we always do the insurance paperwork for our customers. Sight for Sore Eyes, your eye care boutique. Call 722-9992 for your appointment today.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Carlin on the Bot. Our guest is Steve Carlton. We're just got a few minutes left. Let's go to a Debbie. You had a last statement there.
Well, I do, but I also thought of one more little question. Steve, if you are appointed, would you or elected, would you appoint Mr. Lowry as your assistant?
I have not talked to Mr. Lowry about that, and I have frankly not thought about the assistant.
Okay,
so, I mean, he might be, if he applied for that, certainly I would consider it, but there are a lot of other people I would consider as well.
Okay, thank you. On my comment, I have personal interest in a murder that happened in April of 07, and it was a really rough case, a rough trial. Investigators, deputy DAs were hesitant in filing charges because it was going to be so hard to prove that this person murdered the victim, but Mr. Benito said, "No, we're going for it." He went above what their hearts felt that they could not win, and he pushed for them to try her, and it was the Tonya Boyle case, and they won. Mr. Jankowicz did win the trial, and he said it was one of the toughest that he'd ever tried and won, but Jerry was the one that encouraged him to go for it, so I just wanted to insert that there.
Okay, Deb.
Thank
you very much. Okay, Bruce, good morning. You're on
KCNR. Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
One thing that I really appreciate about the district attorney's office is that it represents one side of more or less the justice system, and obviously defense attorneys on the other side. It seems that most of the support that Carlton has garnered so far is from defense attorneys. I was wondering if you could comment on that. It seems like a... could be either considered sour grapes or at least like those folks have a vested interest in seeing someone else in the office.
Well, of course, it's early, and I will say that my candidacy has been endorsed by, at this point, and I haven't contacted them all, but at this point, by 26 former Shasta County prosecutors. So my support clearly is not just with the criminal defense bar. And people bring up the fact that I'm a criminal defense attorney. I was district attorney here for 10 years. Prior to that,
Okay.
Go ahead.
Are we still on?
Okay.
Go ahead, Steve.
All right. Prior to that, I was a defense attorney, and prior to that, I was a prosecutor. I'm not just a criminal defense attorney. I know that Mr. Benito is trying to paint that picture, but it's just not there.
Does that answer your question?
Well, I hope it does, but you know, it's kind of hard to say we'll ever really know.
Well, we'll see. That's right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your phone call. Okay. You know, this was going to be a rough and ready campaign right here, Steve. And are you prepared for all this?
Well, as the last caller said, we'll see.
And by the way, we want to bring up one more time, if you're just tuning in or you have in the last hour, that we are going to be at Tobacco and Brew today with Steve Carlton at 12 o'clock for 1 hour. You can come in. It is free. Ask the hard questions. We will have lunch there for $5. That's if you want to have lunch. And we do this every Friday. And it will be also streamed live on freefireradio.com. Let's go to the phones this morning. Good morning, Charles. You're on line one on KCNR.
Okay. I want to ask Mr. Carlton about, you know, what he thinks about the courthouse security flap last year, because last year Benito and a bunch of others in that office started, you know, raising Cain about having to take their shoes off and not wanting to, you know, go through the same security measures as everybody else going in and out of the courthouse. And during the controversy, there was some question as to the possibility that this might have an influence on prosecutorial decisions. Now, I asked him about that, and he gave what I thought was, you know, pretty good answer, but I want to get your comments.
Thank you, Charles.
And you want me to get my comments on the issue? Is that what you're saying?
Specifically, the security of this, the courthouse, and the
or just the fact
it
became,
that should have any, you know, your comments on it, and do you think that should have any influence at all on prosecutorial decisions? Because Mr. Benito, or at least in Record Searchlight, it reported him to have boycotted a certain conference on the basis of
taking his shoes off.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much, Charles.
As far as I know, that Mr. Benito still doesn't go in the courthouse because he would have to take his shoes off. To me, that's a childish reaction on his part. Everybody has to go through it. I take my shoes off every day, and for him to say he doesn't have to go through it is to me ridiculous. Also, How can you have a district attorney that refuses to go to court?
Well, I don't think that was. I think that the you know, the battle going on there was the security issue, but you know it was something else though that hit the papers. So, Eric, you're on KCNR.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. There was one question that I had, but after hearing one of Mr. Carlton's answers, I have to ask another question first, if that's all right. And that question is that he mentioned that he has support from 26 former DAs, 26 former prosecutors. I'm wondering, of those 26 former prosecutors, how many of them worked at the district attorney's office in the last 4 years?
I don't have that number. I would say probably, I would guess, 5 or 6.
Actually, Mr. Carlton, of those that have been listed, I see only 3 that worked there over the last 26, over the last 4 years. I believe that when you're counting 26 employees, you're also including people who worked at the office back in the 80s and the 90s, but not under the Benito administration. Is that right?
Yes, I'm just talking about former prosecutors, no question.
Now, also, admittedly, when I'm hearing this concern about policies and lack of leeway, what I'm trying to figure out is exactly what policies is it that deputy district attorneys aren't allowed to have leeway in?
Well, the deputy DAs that go to court have very little discretion. They have to check with the supervisor just about on every case.
Okay, hey, Eric, we're going to take a break here. We can hold you to the other side. Is that okay?
That'd be perfectly fine. Thank
sure.
You.
This is Carl Lindebaugh on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Five Star Bank celebrates 10 years of doing business in the Great Central Valley. In 1999, our goal was to provide local banking with an emphasis on commercial, real estate, and small business. 10 years later, Five Star Bank has grown into a trusted business partner, providing customers with solution-based personal service. Business, real estate, personal banking, Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell, Reading. Visit us at our website at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, a local bank dedicated to emerging business.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender. The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range. And above all, it offers award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like no other. Make a lifelong memory satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. For lunch, dinner, or wine tasting hours, call Anselmo Vineyards at 474-5546 or visit our website at anselmovineyards.com. That's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards. Your destination getaway.
Welcome back. It's Carla Lindebaugh. As promised, hold the line, Eric. As promised, we're going to tell you who won the Sarah Palin tickets. And we had Steve Carlton here draw the name out of the hat. As you called in this morning, you all got a number. And Dan S. from Cottonwood, you're the winner of two Sarah Palin tickets for Monday night's conference or concert or whatever you want to appearance. Your last digits are 8700, so we'll be calling you a little after 9 to you can come in, or we'll somehow figure out how we're going to get the tickets to you by Monday. That's Dan S. Congratulations.
Okay, Eric, what's your final statement here?
Well, actually, when Mr. Carlton says that the deputy district attorneys have to go to their supervisors on almost every case, that's simply not true. Never has been. In the 4 years that I've been working there, I haven't seen that once. Are there occasions where there are guidelines and policies that you want to double check? Absolutely. But this idea that there isn't discretion doesn't make sense. For example, when I was the domestic violence prosecutor, I had complete discretion. So long as you're able to go ahead and explain why you're doing what you're doing, there's never been a problem with that. And I have a great concern when I'm hearing someone who's essentially attacking my colleague, talking about this low conviction rate, just as Josh Lowry did, which I found very interesting, because when Josh Lowry has now, since he's been a defense attorney, tried three cases against our office, and we've beaten him every last time. So I think that one of the things that's very important is, and again, Mr. Carlton may very well be the perfect person for the job, but right now, it's very important that if you're going to discuss this, the facts have to be clear. It has to be discussed by people who actually know what's going on. And if he's going to say that he hasn't studied the statistics, that just doesn't make any sense.
Well, Eric, this is one of the things. We appreciate your phone call. This is one of the things with the debate, and in this, and there's going to be a lot of these facts coming out. But we're going to have the debate. We're going to maybe even have a couple of these. Jim, we've just got a couple of minutes, Jim.
Okay. Hey, Oswald, I want to ask, if he gets elected, how many of the office staff will he – will he keep, or does he have to replace, or can he replace them, or do they have a guaranteed job?
Thank you, Jim.
Well, Shasta County has a civil service, so you can't just get rid of anybody, and you'd have to have cause. And as I look at that office, I don't see much cause for getting rid of anybody. But that's the process you have to go through. And when I was district attorney before, I didn't fire anybody. As I said earlier, we had a great office, and I don't think anybody can really seriously question that.
Okay. We only got a couple minutes here, and again, Steve's going to be down at Tobacco and Brew today at noontime for people that want to come in and meet him and ask questions. Debbie.
Yes.
You're up. We've got just like a minute left, Debbie.
Okay, I have a quick question. Good morning, Mr. Carlton.
Good morning.
I was wondering if you are aware of the big scandal surrounding Josh Lowry right now, since you indicated that you have his support.
The big scandal?
Yes.
No.
You're not aware of this?
I'm aware of no scandal involving Mr. Lowry.
Okay. Perhaps that's something you should look into.
Hey, Debbie, I when somebody calls in on something like this and gets out to thousands of people about a possible scandal on this, I hope that your facts are good on this one, and not just something that we may have heard on the internet or on that. So, okay, thank you, Debbie. I don't know what to say about that one.
No.
So, Steve. We only got, like I said, a couple minutes here. What's the thing you want to leave with our listeners?
Well, as I indicated, I think, and a lot of people think, it's a time for change over there. We need integrity. We need somebody with judgment. One caller indicated that we do have integrity over there. I don't agree with that, and I think the campaign will show me correct.
Okay. And, of course, we're going to have Mr. Benito back on our show, and he will also have the opportunity being at Tobacco and Brew. And we will set up that debate and maybe even a series of debates so that the people can listen to our candidates. This is such an important position. I mean, as an elected position, it is so important that our district attorney walk that fine line there. I mean, it is a political office. You can't ignore the fact it's an elected office. But it's also there to protect us. It's that final resting place there between anarchy and what's right.
Correct.
Okay. We're going to Bad Bob's point at me again. We've had Steve Carlton on today. We've had kind of a pre-spirited phone call and people coming in, and we're going to, like you said, Steve will be there. Yeah, Steve.
Right. If we have a few seconds, I would just want to respond to
sure.
The individual who said that within the office it's political. That it was not true when I was district attorney. I always said to people, don't do what is politically right, do what is right.
Well, I would hope that everybody would do that also. So, next
it's
week.
It's been a great day.
Yeah.
We'll see you at Tobacco Brew at noon.
And next week's going to be great. We're going to start off Monday with Eric Wittstrom, and he's going to be talking about what's going on in the banking industry. This is Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR 1460.